Welcome to the Conference for Women teleclass, The Art of Decision Making. Our guest today is Gloria Mayfield Banks, motivational success strategist and trainer. She has built a multi-million dollar enterprise as founding partner of Charisma Factor, Inc., and as elite executive national sales director with Mary Kay, Inc., in which she is currently ranked number 3 in the nation. These accomplishments provided the foundation for her recently published book, Quantum Leaps. In this session, Gloria will explore what it takes to achieve the art of decision making and the risks involved from avoidance and sitting on the fence. We'll be sharing highlights from today's call on Twitter. You can follow along and join the conversation at Penn Women, at Texas Women, at Mass Women, and in California at WTRMRK. And a reminder, today's class will be available as a podcast on your conference website. If you registered through Eventbrite, you will receive an email telling you when the podcast is available. And now let's welcome Gloria Mayfield Banks. Gloria?
Thank you so much. I am very excited to be with you all today listening in on the art of making a decision. I am very pleased to bring you my energy, my example, and some of my training from Baltimore, Maryland. And I'm very excited about this particular topic. You know, in my book, Quantum Leaps, I picked 10 specific points that would help a person soar because I have broken many records. And so there's one thing about being successful, and there's another thing about making a quantum leap to take you to the next platform at which you stay there for a minute, and then you go to yet the next platform. Interesting enough, the very first chapter was decision making. And one of the things that I train on, I'm excited about, is when I went to Harvard Business School, and it was a grueling process. I tell people it has earned its reputation correctly. One of the most important things I learned there was decision making and the importance of decision making. And so I get to spend this 20 minutes talking with you guys, and hopefully when we finish this, it will stir up some thoughts that you can apply to your own situation and to those around you. I know that many people that are connecting with the conferences are very powerful leaders and people that are committed to excellence, and not only to their own personal excellence, but the excellence of people that are watching you. And I often tell people that when you are in the positions that we are, where we work with people, around people, for people, and people working for us, they are so watching what we do. And your ability to making a strong decision and being seen as a decision maker is critical. I really thrive on the fact that I teach ordinary people how to create extraordinary lives. I know that is my purpose. And one of the things to do that is that you have to change where you currently are. And in order to make changes, you have to make the right types of decisions. So let's talk about some things that I think will make a difference when you know you are a strong decision maker or want to become a strong decision maker. First, I know that where I am was entirely up to me, and where I'm going is entirely up to me. It's entirely up to the decisions that I make. So I tell myself on a consistent basis, don't live in regret, don't live in regret, don't live in regret, don't live in regret. When it's time to make a decision, don't live in regret. When I take a bite of food, don't live in regret. When I'm talking to people, don't live in regret. So that's one thing I want to tell you. And the second thing I want to tell you is that in terms of decision making, that I've learned that even though change might be scary, it is definitely required. And decisions cause change. And I hear this all the time, and I don't know if you guys hear this all the time, but change is hard, change is hard, change is hard, change is hard. And I want to tell you that the mindset that you go into making a decision making is half the battle. So if you continue to listen to people saying change is hard, it sets up a resistance. So I want to encourage you to change your language and change your mindset and change your affirming that change is required. Change is required, and I'm excited about the change. Change is required. So let's talk about decision-making, because one of the things that is important is to know this rule. The rule is make a decision. If it's a good decision, fabulous. You're well on your way. If it's a bad decision, okay, it can be fixed. But no decision is the worst decision. And that's where most people reside. They reside in the no decision zone, which causes procrastination and causes frustration. Oh my gosh. If you think of anything else, remember this one. Frustration is caused by misplaced expectations. Frustration is caused by misplaced expectation. And so many times we get bogged down in things that we could have done differently if we had come to a decision, whether good or bad, sooner. Because if you come to a decision sooner and it's great, you're well on your way, and if you come to a bad decision sooner, you have more opportunities to change the course of the journey. And so most importantly, you need to know, I am a decision maker. That's what you need to say to yourself. I am a decision maker, and I want to be a decision maker. Very important. It is the ability to make the decision and to be in the mindset of making a great decision. I can tell you so many examples in my life, as I'm sure you can tell in your life. One of my biggest decisions that I've made that has made a difference for me is the fact that I'm dyslexic, and they found out I was dyslexic when I was in the seventh grade. So I have a very hard time reading. Oh, my goodness, when someone sends me a long email, I look at it like, oh, no. You did not send that to me. So I have a hard time reading. I have a very hard time with left and right. My husband and I still laugh about it. Go to the left, go to the right, go to the left. I say, if you point, I can get there. If you keep saying left or right, it's going to be a problem. And he says to me, show me that Harvard Business School degree. Just show it to me one more time so I can see it. I'm telling you guys, it's hilarious. But one of my best decisions is to be loud about the fact that I'm dyslexic. As a leader, as an ambitious performer, as a role model, as a woman who doesn't want to carry heavy luggage, one of the heaviest pieces of luggage that we carry are secrets. And so because I'm a speaker and I'm a trainer and I am in front of very large audiences a lot, and many times it causes me to read my notes in front of them or I'm on a teleprompter in front of them, I tell them I'm dyslexic. What happens is that so many people come up to me after I speak, many of them with tears in their eyes, saying, I can't believe you just out there told everybody you're dyslexic. People at my job don't know I'm dyslexic. And it affects the way you operate. So when I send out an email and there is a conference call number in it, all my people know, don't dial that conference call number because that number is going to be wrong. You wait till her assistant sends out the next email with the conference call number because that's going to be right. What I want to tell you is that was a decision that I made. I was not going to keep it a secret. I was going to be out loud about it so I didn't have to carry it. In addition, I could be a role model. So I tell you that as an example because I want you guys to think about what decision do you need to make that could change the course of your actions? What decisions do you need to make that could change the way you feel? Okay, let me talk a little bit about the knowing. I want you to know the power of being a decision maker. And I want you to know that I'm not just talking about the power of making a decision when it's a big decision. I mean the power of the small decisions, the daily decisions, the big decisions. I want to tell you the power of the decisions when it just has something to do with you, when it is a decision that impacts a lot of other people. And I want to tell you about the decisions that we need to make when we don't need to make the decision. And that's a very big place to be. So let's talk about the small decisions, the ones that we have to make on a consistent basis. Pretty soon in your career, you will become a person that is branded by the choices / decisions that you make. The people around you will start saying, oh, she doesn't like that. Oh, she doesn't like that. She doesn't like to do things that way. Now, that's very good when you start to have a bigger and bigger organization because they know what you like, they know where you're going. But you always also have to be aware so that you can keep your hand on the pulse of what people are saying about you because you do change over time. But I do know that in order to have a bigger organization and a more successful organization, some of the decisions that you make, and what I'm talking about is the small decisions set the standards. One of the standards that I set around my organization is around people skills, the way we treat people, the way we smile, the way we let people stand in front of us if they're in a hurry. It's those kinds of people skills that make a difference. We're on purpose with making other people feel good. That's a decision, that's small decisions that become big, impactful decisions that set a brand for who I am and those that are around me. Another decision that I make that I think is a large decision is image. I put a high priority on image, and that's a decision because some people, that's not an important part of where they're going. And that's a decision. But for me, because I'm in the people business, because I'm in the fashion business, because I'm in the image where people have 7 seconds to make a good impression, image is important to me. So therefore, that leads me to other decisions that are critical for me when I get my hair done, when I get my nails done, what I wear, bright colors. I always tell people, if you see a woman and she looks amazing, I promise you she's uncomfortable. If she looks amazing, she's uncomfortable. Those shoes hurt, whatever, something's hurting. But that's, again, an important decision. It's the way you look and what you're going to do with the 7 seconds they're going to make a decision about you. Important enough that you have to go to the gym, that you have to drink more water, that you have to eat properly. Those big decisions about image make the small decisions important. They also make the small decisions easier because the decision causes clarity, and the clarity causes action, and the actions cause results. So the decision is very important, very important. And I will tell you, we make decisions over and over and over again, but not often do we make the commitment behind the decision. And I want to tell you guys that that is another piece of it. It is a separate piece of it. A commitment is different than the decision, but the decision is critical. The commitment comes behind making sure that that decision sticks. But making a decision is something that so many people have a challenge with. Let me tell you something else about decision making, and that is when you know you're in a position where other people are going to watch you. As leaders, you're going to be watched, and therefore you are automatically a role model. You want to be known as a decision maker. You want to be known as someone who provides solutions. When you're not a decision maker, and when you're not caught up in the solutions, you're definitely caught up in the excuses. And that's not where you want to be seen. That's not where you want to be depended upon. That is clearly not the role model that you want to be. So you have to be very conscious of the fact that I am here to provide solutions. As a leader, as a person who is in charge, or as a person who wants to become in charge, you have to be solution-oriented, and you have to be ready and not full of excuses. Okay, I want to touch on another topic that I think is very important when you talk about making decisions, and that is fear. Because fear many times causes people to sit in procrastination. And when you are dealing with a time frame, and every single goal, that's another chapter in the book, every single goal that's a strong goal has a time frame. And if you have a time frame, your ability to move now is required. You need to know that fear can stop you. And so when I talk to people about fear, as we all have it at different areas of our life, because confidence certainly does help reduce your fear, and experience definitely helps reduce your fear. But if you're moving, if you're having a quantum leap, you will always get to a place you have not been before. And when you get someplace where you have not been before, it is extremely easy for fear to seep in and stop you from moving as fast as you normally do. So let me give you a very important tool to use when you are in fear or when you see other people that are in fear, and that's passion. Your passion and the clarity of your purpose will push you through the fear. So it's important to know that when you're making a decision, there is fear associated with it because you could make the wrong decision. But when you're clear about where you're going, and when you're extremely passionate about what you're creating, fear dissipates. So when I spend a lot of time talking to people about how to create an extraordinary life, how do you create an extraordinary life, I promise you that it is not wrapping your arms around fear and saying, oh, you'll be fine, you'll be fine, you'll be fine. It is finding what you're most passionate about and understanding that you're going to have to plow through that in order to come up with the ability to gather the information necessary to make a strong decision. Let's talk about another thing that makes a difference when you're making a decision, and that is your mentors. People that pour into your mind. Okay, here's an important decision. Only take advice from people you're willing to exchange places with. Everybody has advice. Everybody. Everybody has advice. And, you know, it's human nature and it's smart to ask other people for their advice. But it's important that you filter the advice that you're getting. You filter the advice, number one, through who it's coming from. Are you somebody I'm willing to exchange places with? Number two, why do they feel so confident in their advice? Is it because of their experience? Or is it because they're the type of person who just automatically speaks with authority, whether they have authority or not? You have to be careful who you're taking advice from. And when you're talking to people that you're getting advice from, you also have to follow, number three, your gut, your intuition. When you're getting information from people and you want them to pour into your mind, is this person really telling me good advice? Your gut, your conversations with your higher source is critical when it comes to making decisions. And so I think that we all seek other people's advice, but it depends on who you're seeking advice from. Be careful, because when you talk to a lot of people, every person you talk to is going to give you a different description on what you should do. And too much information can boggle your mind down and cause you to fall into procrastination. Remember, when you're asking for advice, a lot of times it's people's opinion. People's opinion. Okay, another area that goes into your ability to be a strong decision maker is your emotional management. Your emotional management and the strength of your emotional management is going to make a difference. So when I'm dealing with important decisions, I know when it's good for me to make important decisions. Let me just tell you about me. For instance, I make better decisions in the morning, and I make better decisions when I talk it out. I make great decisions when I write it out. I tell people all the time, make lists, because it helps you see things clearly. And it helps you understand what's the goal, what are the results that are needed, who needs to help me in that environment. I have to see it clearly. And when you see things clearly, you don't get caught up in what are people going to think about me. You don't get caught up in, oh, my God, that's so hard. You don't get caught up in, I don't have enough time. Because one decision that is extremely powerful is failure is not an option. I do that a lot. Failure is not an option. Now, I will tell you, when you're going to break some records, when you're going to have a quantum leap, when you're going to do something that hasn't been done before or something you haven't done before, when you say failure is not an option, creativity swoops in to give you what you need to make things happen. It is so powerful when you go into that zone of failure is not an option. And that zone can be all about the soft side, which is a level of excellence, or it can be about the hardcore side, which is a deadline and a time frame that you're going to make. I want to give you another piece, and we're going to be able to open it up for questions, and that is about confidence. The way in which you operate, the way in which you think, the way in which you perform with other people around you, knowing that confidence attracts to you the right kind of people, it helps you in your decision making. I always tell people, this is another chapter in the book, Quantum Leaps, another very important part of that is knowing that people are attracted to, love to be liked by, love to give energy to, love to accept energy from, love to be around very confident people. That's so important. You know, when you go on my website, GloriaMayfieldBanks.com, and you see some of the things I have out there in front of you, for you, confidence is such a big part of it, but it narrows into the decision-making piece because it's not the confidence that we see coming from other people that comes from a bodacious or braggadocious type, you know, I make up some words sometimes, this dyslexia really gets to me, way of operating, but it comes from a place where I really do know what I'm talking about, but I want you to make the decision. A confident person, you guys, write this down, doesn't have to be right. A person that is insecure has to be right. But a confident person doesn't have to be right. A confident person has to give the information. So before we go into questions, let me give you these four things that are components of making a good decision. The process. Like I told you, I like to make lists. I like to talk it out. I like to be clear. Your experience, your background, what you bring to the table and what someone else brings to the table will give you information necessary to make a good decision. People's opinions, their opinion, whether they are making an emotional opinion, whether they're making an experience opinion, their opinion will go into your ability to make a good decision. And your knowledge base, your studying, what you know for sure, your research goes into your ability to make a good decision. So now we can open it up for some questions. I hope that helped you guys, knowing that making a good decision is the basis of creating success and creating a extraordinary life.
Thank you, Gloria. We're going to get to questions in just a moment. First, a reminder that today's class will be available as a podcast on your conference website. If you registered through Eventbrite, you will receive an email telling you when the podcast is available. And now we've got a lot of questions. The first one is, my question is, if you should always trust your gut, like we often hear, or is it better to do your research? In other words, head versus heart.
That's a great question, and I never think it's one or the other. I think everyone that you see who has to make an important decision has to follow both. Because you know what? The research that you do and the information that you gather does go into your gut feeling. Your gut feeling does not operate on just, you know, some emotional piece all by itself. I think that even in the research that you're doing it, you're going to say, well, that's important for what I'm saying, or no, that's not important for the decision I need to make. So I don't think it's one or the other. I think you have to do the research. I think you have to make smart decisions because those decisions impact you and the people around you. But also the gut takes into account your experience. The gut takes into account that feeling like you need to be careful. Your gut takes into the account that failure is not an option, you know, the feeling that you have. So I really do believe we all have to become strong in both.
Great. Here's someone who says, I get overwhelmed when given too many choices. Like a small child, I do much better when I have a limited number of things to choose from. This can also happen when trying to decide which task to tackle first. How can people like me avoid getting overwhelmed and start to narrow things down when there is not a grown-up present to give them their two top choices? Because, whoops, I am the grown-up.
I love that. I love that a lot. Okay, that's really good. I want to say this. Number one, a lot of our ability to end up in a situation of being overwhelmed comes from our own creativity. We come up with this idea, we come up with that idea, we come up with this idea, we come up with that idea. And we're in a fast-paced world. You got social media, you got the TV, you got your girlfriends, you got the phone calls, you got the text messages, you know. We got this idea, we got that idea, we got this idea. And it becomes an overwhelmed society because of the creativity that is in front of us and the possibilities to do things that is in front of us. So, number one, in order to prevent overwhelmingness, it is the goal that must be clear. What is it that I must get done, number one? Number two, you have to write, to me, you have to write it out. Because when you start writing it out, you start seeing what's important and what's not important. Number three, you prioritize. When you understand where you're going and you understand everything that needs to happen in order to get you there, and then you prioritize, then you become very good at using the most important sentence out there, which is no. No is a complete sentence. And when people start adding on, yes, oh, yeah, I can do that. Oh, yeah, sure, sure, put that on the list. When you don't know what you have, people start pointing it on. So when you have a list, it helps you narrow down between this decision and that decision. And it's important to know that as you become more and more successful, and because you become solution-oriented and you become better at making decisions, more people will ask you to make decisions. So number one, you need to know what decisions you need to make. And number two, you need to know when is it time for me to solicit help so that other people can take some of this on. When you're overwhelmed, sometimes it means it's time to stop being superwoman and start delegating.
Great. We have time just for one last question and a brief answer, and that is, how can I stop from beating myself up when I realize that the decision I made was the wrong one?
Oh, let's make a fast decision because I've done it a squillion times, and that is knowing where you're going, what do I need to fix, and who are the best people to help me fix it. And I think the most important thing is to be conscious of your thoughts. Every time you start thinking about that bad place, you know that you're going into the dark room where negativity starts to swell. Just cause yourself to have a different mantra. Don't live in regret, Gloria. Don't live in regret. Don't live in regret. And just change what you say. When you change what you say, it changes your thoughts. When you change your thoughts, it changes your belief. When you change your belief, it changes your actions. And when you change your actions, it changes your results.
Wonderful. That was brief and to the point, and that's all we have time for today. If you'd like to connect with Gloria, You can reach her on Twitter at Gloria Banks. Thank you, Gloria Mayfield Banks, and thank you to our audience for listening to today's teleclass.
Thank you.